Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
First thing off the bat, I like it when anything's free. Tell us about this free parking on Saturdays that you're putting on at the multi-storey car park, I believe, to the end of January.
That's exactly right, Lee. Last night's council meeting, councillors voted unanimously to adopt free car parking in the multi-storey car park for every Saturday up until the end of January. And we're going to take into consideration the same for the quieter retail months of June and July. So we'll come back and consider that in the new year. But great outcome for the city with some free parking on Saturday starting from this week.
Discover Burnie app tops 10,000 downloads. That's a great result.
Yeah, really, really keen for this one. I'm really excited about it because we launched it in early November this year, and the Discover Burnie app has been downloaded, as you said, over 10,000 times, which has exceeded our expectations. So thrilled. I mean, it's just been over a month, and this little beauty has e-guided tourists and locals alike. And you know, you don't have to be a tourist, do you, Lee, to get on the map?
You don't.
No, you really don't. So the information that's at your fingertips, it's constantly updating with all things Burnie has to offer. So you can find out what's on, from Christmas carols to art exhibitions. You can plan your holidays. And all you need to do is get on your app store, get to the Discover Burnie app, or you can open up your phone camera and check out the link on our website as well.
It's a big day for UTAS graduates this very day, isn't there?
There is. They are going to be lining the street. The parade starts on Wilson Street today. Or this morning, starts outside the Burnie City Council offices and continues through the CBD to the Burnie Arts and Functions Centre, Lee, kicking off at 10:15 and will go through until 12 noon.
Now, there's going to be a few road closures around the area too, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's right. And just, you know, make sure that motorists and pedestrians exercise caution and obey all signage and instructions from TAS Police.
And congratulations to all the students graduating. It's an amazing achievement, isn't it?
An amazing achievement. So, you know, it should be very proud of themselves and a great way to honour that.
There's only two sleeps away from the Burnie Christmas Parade, which is back this year, and the street party. It all starts from 5 o'clock.
It does. Two more sleeps. I love counting things down in sleeps. It's so much fun. Now, some helpful hints, Lee, to consider about this one. The access to Marine Terrace car park, recommend that you enter the car park before 5:30. The Wilmot Street from Mount Street to Wilson Street will be closed longer as well for the street party. And as you said, parade starts at 6 p.m. You can go to the 7BU page, I believe, for more details on that. And the parade route is over two blocks, Catley and Mount Street, North Terrace and Wilson Street. And the remaining roads will be reopened once the parade has finished.
Good work. So the street party starts from 5 o'clock with the Christmas parade from 6 o'clock through the CBD.
That's right. It's going to be a fantastic night in the city of Burnie.
And so the weather's looking pretty good too.
It is, which is a real nice change considering it is summer, Lee. So we'll see how we go.
Yeah, fine. Top of around 18 degrees, they're saying. Giovanna Simpson, Deputy Mayor from Burnie City Council, thanks for dropping in as always. We'll talk some more next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lee.